points of the referendum.
Part two of the debate.
That this issue was always going to be a part of the debate, and whether the legislation in question was passed last year or 2 weeks before the campaign started, that was always going to be the case.
Whatever the outcome, May 22nd will be a day of historic importance.
John Murray, Brian Dowling reporting there. Civil marriages are on the up, church marriages on the wane. This is all part of the secular society in which we now live.
Well, that's certainly true, but we have to ask about whether changes should be criticised. Are all the changes good? What's good for children, I think, is the main question here. And I was very, very pleased to hear John mention that the argument that children, you know, have a right to mother and father or benefit from having mother and father has some credit to it, because that's actually the first time anyone on the other side has said that in my hearing. Any time I've debated this before, the other side has always denied that a child has any particular benefit from being raised by a loving mother and father. So it's good to hear that. But I think if you do admit that...
What the experts say, John, is that what's important to a child isn't the shape or form of their parents' relationship, it's the nature. It's the stability afforded to that child.
The Special Rapporteur has said that it's stability that is critical to a child's welfare.
Special Rapporteur acknowledged that the family based on marriage was the gold standard, and he did that during the debate on civil partnership a few years ago when it was not a debate. He was making the point that marriage stays in place. You know, what we have noticed here is that people have, you know, changed their position or have been selectively quoted, and previous quotations get left out. You want to talk about what the evidence shows?
But maybe we should use a quote from him in recent weeks.
No, I think we should use the whole thing in its totality, because what I'm worried about here is a kind of a group thing where you have children's rights bodies all singing the state's tune, the government's tune, some of them, of course, getting a considerable amount of money from the government, and I think they've been in complete dereliction of their duty in terms of asserting the basic right of a child to the gift of a father and mother in their lives, and that shouldn't be interrupted. It's not hard to understand that. Most people don't need social statistics to prove that to them. They get it.
You see,
it's the media and the government very
often
don't get
it. This is what you're dealing with, and whether you like it or not, you would say it's not part of this referendum. This is going to be forefront in people's minds. When they do go to vote, you really do have a job
I think I would actually agree with Pat Leahy when he said it doesn't matter ultimately when we were going to be passing the Children and Family Relationship Bill. The issue of, in terms of the marriage equality referendum, the issue of children has been raised in relation to the issue of marriage equality in every other jurisdiction as the primary barrier for why, lesbian and gay people should not have equality or the freedom to be who they are. Secondly, I'd like to say is, yes, change actually is the essence of reality, and that what we're asking people to do is to participate in the positive change of bringing about freedom and equality for those who don't have it at the moment in our country, and that to move towards becoming a secular society does not mean it's not an ethical society. In fact, we're a very welcoming, I think, society, a generous society, and those of us on the yes side are asking the people to tap into that generosity and that ethical sense of goodness, and to offer freedom and justice and inclusion for all in relation to the civil institution of
because it is, John Murray, it is civil law that we're bound by.
Yeah,
it's church
law. There's nothing to prevent somebody who's secular from recognising that a mother is a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a natural inequality. I can't be a mother. I can provide no child with a mother myself. I can be a father, and I am a father, and I think that being a father is something distinctive that I bring to my family.
To bring this back to the referendum and to bring it back to what we're discussing.
But it is
marriage equality. No, the Child and Family Relationships Bill has gone through the House.
But
now you might argue that there are deficits.
The status is changed by changing the Constitution, and this is what the media have to address. I have not yet, Sharon, met in public debate a single member of the government. You have put it to Catherine, our point of view, as though it is some way untrue. I was amazed at how unable Minister Francis Fitzgerald was in the Shannon to deal with the detail of the amendments that Senator Fergal Quinn and myself were proposing. It's as though
so you're implying that there's some conspiracy theory at play here,
One voice.
You asked me the question. I think the government want to avoid frightening the horses. They rushed through that child legislation like a steam train to try and pretend.
It's 3 years in coming, Senator Moore.
There's a lot more. There's a lot more talk about
the Justice Committee, which I'm a member of. 3 years in coming.
But
no, we didn't.
One voice.
You had lots of time.
Catherine, one voice. That did go through the House, John, and it would appear without much opposition. Now, you spoke at the beginning of the programme about the diversity of family relationships.
And I want to pick up that point that Rona made. He's given the impression that every child has a father and a mother, every family has a father and a mother.
Nothing of the sort.
There are thousands of children being raised in Ireland today in all sorts of different family situations. The typical family that was there 20, 30, 40 years ago no longer exists. And it has nothing got to do with this referendum. It's the reality of life and the way things have changed. There are single mums, there are single dads, there are all sorts of people in different circumstances rearing children where they don't have access to fathers or mothers. I'm totally supportive of the idea that every human being has a mum and a dad and should have access to them in the ideal situation. But this referendum is about eliminating an inequality and a discrimination that's there at the moment. And that is why I'm voting yes, because I want to see everybody having the right to choose. And that's what it's about. And it's not about a lot of the red herrings that are being thrown out.
No, red herrings. Everybody agrees with you that children are brought up in different situations. And I argue for more support for some of them. But what this legislation plus the referendum does, it will deprive certain children up front and in advance, deliberately.
But the status quo, Ronan Mullen, without the Child and Family Relationships Bill, deprives many more children of the rights that they deserve.
We definitely need legislation, but what this referendum does, it takes away the right of the Dáil and the Seanad to legislate to ensure that all things being equal, a child would never be deprived of a father or a mother.
The people are sovereign, Senator Mullen.
And thank goodness
we're
having a referendum, but they have not been going
to be well-served. One thing that's very clear to me is that we're getting bogged down in the Child and Family Relationships Bill in circumstances where we're discussing marriage equality. Should this referendum have been put on the long finger by this government?
No, absolutely not. Why should it be? I have been waiting all my life for equality. And the lesbian and gay people, who many of whom are in my age bracket, so have they too. It's about time that it has come. And, you know, it's 18 other countries have it, 34 states in the United States of America. So it's not as if we're kind of at the front of the pack here. But we could be the first country in the world to say yes to this form of equality, and will represent that form of inclusiveness and a modern society of Ireland.
Is that foolhardy or is that brave? Because many people will say it's foolhardy. Why should we be the first? Why not stand back? Look at the consequences elsewhere. Be a little bit cautious.
Because we are Irish. Because we are justice seekers and freedom makers. And that's what we're going to be celebrating, particularly in the next year, in 2016. Wouldn't it be extraordinary that this was something that led us to that particular moment?
I want love and respect for everybody, but to protect a child's right to a father and mother. I think that comes ahead of adults' rights.
That's very Irish as well. I think we have a great respect in Ireland for fathers and mothers, the Irish mammy. I mean, for anyone to vote to say there's no distinction between male and female, husband and wife, father and mother, with regard to family and marriage.
I think the
nonsense.
Point that the other side are saying is that there shouldn't be a hierarchy of unions.
Is it the state that
they will recognise each
Sharon,
union
one of the things
equally.
I think that's long been recognised, and it has been recognised for a very long time, and many of the arguments that are being put up by those that are legitimate arguments, but I have no hesitation in saying that the most important hope of the upbringing of a child is love. And if there's love in existence, well, then the child is going to...
And there's no debate about that. There's no
debate.
No.
We're unanimous on that point. Maybe we should...
Don't want Elton John scenario.
Maybe we should... Maybe we should leave it at that. Maybe we should leave it on that unanimous point and move on. Thank you very much, all our contributors. We had to leave our debate there. We're out of time, but our thanks to Catherine Zappone, John Lonergan, Ronan Mullen and Dr. John Murray. And after this break, we'll return to the second referendum, lowering the age to contest the presidency.